Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now for a minute or so, Rich Marazzi. He's been a rules consultant for the Red Sox, Blue Jays, Rays, Tigers, Royals, Mariners, Dodgers, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Reds, Brewers, and the White Sox.
Anybody has been. Hasn't been.
Not the Mets. I mean, the Mets need
the
to
only
hire
team.
Him. Now, here's the reason I bring this up. On Saturday morning, I'm here at the station after that brutal Yankee loss. And I'm thumbing through the rule book of instant replay because instant replay is still relatively new. And I come across a section that says, if you challenge a hit batsman, if a foul ball ruling would result in a third strike, the pitch would be replayed. And I read that and said, well, wait a second. Does that apply to the Chisenhall at-bat? Now, Rich joins us. Rich, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Rich, how are you?
Can you explain to me what, because that sentence to me awfully sounds like the Chisenhall at batsman.
Okay. First of all, we have to distinguish between a foul ball and a foul tip, okay? We all know what a foul ball is, right? In other words, the ball settles between home and first, home and third, and foul territory, or bounce past first or third foul. We all know what a foul ball is. A foul tip is any ball that goes directly from the bat to the catcher's mitt that's caught, okay? Whether the batter is swinging or not, it's treated as a swinging strike, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in the case the other night, Chad Green, an 0-2 count on Chisenhall. Therefore, that would be strike three because it was a foul tip. It was not a foul ball.
So when would a foul ball result in a third strike?
It makes no sense. The only thing that I could think of is if, let's say, Chisenhall, okay, when they went to replay, was attempting to bunt, actually.
Okay.
Okay. And Isagna, okay, said that he was hit by the pitch. And on the bunted ball, the ball rolled foul after the second strike. Okay. Then that would be strike three. Because when you bunt on strike three, you're out, correct, if it's foul.
Sure, yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of. But the way it's written, it's a bit confusing. However, the main thing here to really understand, guys, is simply a foul tip is treated like a caught third strike, and the ball's alive and in play. For instance, if there's a runner on first base and the count is 2-2 on the batter swings and misses, and the catcher catches the foul tip, and the runner goes to second, and whether he's out or safe makes no difference. The ball is treated like it was never even touched by the batter, you see?
Gotcha.
It's treated as a missing third strike. So what we had here, basically, if Joe had challenged the play, okay, the people in New York, they would have said, you know, the ball hit the bat, it went into Sanchez's glove, strike three, inning over.
So it would have ended the inning. Boy, they got to change
it.
The way that thing is written, my
wow.
friend.
Yeah.
I read
yeah.
that thing 18 times on Saturday. Yeah. Foul ball ruling would result in a third strike, pitches replayed. Well,
there are many confusing rules. That's why I have a job.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm putting your number in my
cell
phone.
They're going to do like they do in the NFL, like what they do with Pereira and Blandino, and you're going to, like, give the rules interpretation?
Yeah, Mike Pereira. Well, you know what? Like I say, you know, as you mentioned, I work for a number of teams, plus I work for two
right.
broadcasting crews, and this is what we do. I send out reports every week about plays involve the rules because the rule book is widely misunderstood. Okay, people don't understand the difference between a base path and a baseline, different types of obstruction. It's really clearly, it's not very well communicated. So that's what I do, and that's it. And I appreciate your interest.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying it. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
You coming on.
By the way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.